StormLakeRadio.com. Chris Bachman joined now by Storm Lake Wrestling coach Ben Seaman, whose team concluded their regular season Tuesday at home. A pair of dual victories, Algona and Denison Sleswig, the opponents. 19 dual wins for you, Coach Seaman. Congratulations on a great regular season.
Thank you very much. Yeah, we wrestled real well. Algona had a tough squad, and we competed well with them. And Denison had a few open weights, but still some tough kids in their lineup. We wrestled real well with them.
Yeah, scored 73 points against Denison Sleswig.
Yeah. So 13 out of the 14 weights we won in that duel. And anytime, if you're getting into the teens, where 12, 13, 14 wins in a duel, that's impressive. And 19 wins for us on the year is huge, too. I mean, it's been a great year for the boys.
Yeah, no question. Let's hear about some of the individuals. I know you had several that won twice on Tuesday night, but some of the names of some guys who are really anxious, I know they all are, to get the district competition underway, which we'll talk about more in a moment, but highlight some of the guys from Tuesday's double duel.
Yeah, Tuesday's duel, our little guys are just, they're some of the best in the area. 106 is Milton Duarte. He's a state qualifier last year. He's a conference champ. Andy Rodriguez at 113, he's having a good year. And then Bradley Brown at 120. Christopher Shima was a state qualifier and a conference champ, two-time conference champ, actually. And Alonzo Rios at 132. So from 106 to 132, that's a pretty nasty lineup there. Cole Wiggers at 145. He was a double winner as well. And then, George Sandoval, our heavyweight, he's having a good year. And, then PJ Peter at 152, he was a double winner on Tuesday. And then everybody kind of in between, there's just, Manny Chavez, 138, and Logan Brown, 160, Aaron Ungs, and Devon Swain was a conference champ at 182, and Mickey Vasquez at 95, and Moises De La Cruz at 220. So, top to bottom, we don't have any real holes in our lineup.
I like to hear that, because some teams ahead of us on Saturday, February 11th, include Nevada, Lamars, Johnston, Fort Dodge, Carroll, Boone, Ames. Stack up this competition for us, Coach.
Yeah, districts is kind of a whole other animal compared to, maybe the lakes or, kind of the area competition. Not a knock on the area. It's just that these schools at districts are just, they're top-notch. Fort Dodge, they're, number two or three as a tournament team, and they've got three number one guys in their lineup, and, one of them has never been beat in high school, and, that's saying a lot to get through your freshman and sophomore year and never be beat. And then, sprinkling four other ranked guys, and, same with Johnston, those are probably two top, toughest teams there. And then, the rest that maybe not such solid teams, but just there's some good individuals in there that make it real tough to get out of districts.
I'm sure the guys, yourself, your coaching staff, you can map things out, on paper and maybe predict some things you think might happen. But all in all, it comes down to the day of wrestling on the 11th, Ben. You got to go out there, get it done. And what will your team do to prep themselves between now and then?
Yeah, you're exactly right. On paper, you don't know. You think you know, but that's why we do the thing. Till then, we'll just, kind of day by day, just different areas we need to improve. We just got done with a morning run this morning and a lift, and then we'll do some technique in the afternoon, and then there'll be a couple hard, tough practices next week to kind of, amp it up again, along with just kind of fine-tuning those areas that we just got to get better at.
For those who might not be aware, what will it take for your guys to reach the state tournament? How do they have to do on Saturday the 11th?
Yep, there's eight teams there, so it's an eight-man bracket, and then the top two out of each weight class advance. So ultimately, if you got to win your first one to be kind of in the hunt, and then after that, top two. So you make that semifinal, you win. Your chances are looking pretty good. It's kind of a long, drawn out day. It takes a while, and there's a lot of anxiety and stress, but it's a lot of fun too.
That's what it's all about, Fort Dodge, Iowa. And of course, you know, here we are, February 2nd, you and I visit, and the month of February, and in two more weeks, it is the biggest showcase in the state of Iowa down in Des Moines, the state individual wrestling tournament. Ben Seaman, thank you so much for your time. And until the 11th, I hope you guys keep grinding and working. I know you will, and best of luck at your district competition.
You bet. Thanks, Chris.
You're welcome. Coach Seaman joining us here on StormLakeRadio.com.